Okay, today's shiur is Ksubis Daf Mem Gimel. Today's shiur is sponsored L'Refua Shalema Michal Malka Bas Rachel. Michal Malka Bat Rachel, who's undergoing a surgery today. The Torah we learned today should be L'Refua Shalema Michal Malka Bat Rachel. Okay, we are Ksubis Daf Mem Gimel. We started yesterday the fourth parak, and as we mentioned, the first couple of dafim here in the fourth parak are a continuation of the discussions that we had in the third parak related to Knossos and the like. And we spoke yesterday about the fact that it goes to the father. We spoke about Mefate versus Ones, who is the real address when the Knas is paid, even if the father actually gets it. Is that really the father, or is it that the father has a stand-in for the daughter, or is it really the daughter's Knas? That's what we spoke about, and we spoke, and the Gemara quoted a Mishnah in Maseches Shavuos, relating and getting us into the sugya of, does the Knas ever lose its status of a Knas? Meaning, after Hamada Bedin, maybe it's not called a Knas anymore. Once it's Mechuyev, once we don't apply anymore the principle of Modeh B'Knas Pater, maybe that's because it's already not a Knas anymore. It already has the status of Mammon. And that, we said, was the Halacha, according to Rabbi Shimon, that even in other areas of halacha, it would be considered mamon. For example, lahorisha labanav, but Rabbi Shimon would say, when it comes to the karban of asham gezelos, one of the five situations where one brings a karban asham vadai, three averus or two other situations, nazir and mitzora, so in that case, still it would retain its status of knas, and one wouldn't be chayef if one denies it. So that was the discussion. And then we related to that, how this is different than other knasos. Maybe it's a gzeiras hakasev because it uses the lashon of nesina in this regard. So the Gemara says, Eisvei, 5-6 lines up for the bottom on Mem Beis, Amid Beis. We're relating back to the Mishnah in Maseches Shavuos on Daf Lamed Vav, which the Gemara quoted back on Amid Aleph. Eisvei, let's quote it again. Rabbi Shimon Poter, She'enu Mishalim Knas Al Piyatzma. Rabbi Shimon says, Poter, in that case, if you remember, this was the original case of Tzan Hassan that we had on yesterday's Amud Aleph, where a man goes over to another man and says, you are Mefater or Ma'anis, my daughter, and he says, I don't know what you're talking about, and he swears about it, and then he is Modeh, as we said, that is the halacha, the case where he is Modeh himself, then he's Chayiv A, Karen Chomesh and Asham, all three. Chomesh, by the way, is a discussion whether that's it's kind of like a Knas, or not. It's not really a Knas, but is it Mamona? Is it Kapara? Take it back. Not Knas, but Kapara versus Mamona. Nafkamina might be, does it apply Bizman Hazeh? The Minchas Chinuch discusses that. But the Mishnah has the discussion. The Tanakama says Chayiv, and Rabbi Shimon says Pater. Why? She'enu Mishalim Knas Al Piyatzmo. Part of what he is admitting to is the Knas, and therefore he is going to be Pater. So the Gemara says now, Taima de lo amad b'din. The only reason that he is going to be pater, because there was an amadis adin. Ha amad b'din de mishalim al pi atzmo. But if there was amadis adin that he would pay al pi atzmo, he wouldn't be able to say mode b'knas pater anymore. He was ready mechuyev. Instead, karbet shvua nami mechayev. So you should say he's chayev a karbet shvua also. Again, against the diuk that we had yesterday. What was our maskana from yesterday's daf? That Rabbi Shimon would hold, maybe in other areas of halacha, the knas becomes mamon, but by karban shvua, by asham gezelos, if he wants, even if there's a mother's adin, it's not good enough. It's not going to be, even if he's going to be swear about it, and then mimode, he's not going to be chayv a karban shvua. But we're medayik the opposite from this mishnah, that once there's a mother's adin, then he would be chayv a karban shvua. Answers the Gemara, no, that's not a correct diuk. Rabbi Shimon l'divrayim derabanan kamar lahu. Rabbi Shimon is really going, saying l'shitascha, according to you, Rabbanan, meaning l'didi, according to me, afal gav de'amad bedin rachmana patre mi v'kichesh, according to me, pater across the board. This knas by ones b'fata always retains the status of knas, and therefore, even after amadis adin, and he swears and denies it, still he's going to be pater because it always retains that status. Elo l'didchu, but according to you, that's what Rabbi Shimon is saying in this mishnah. L'didchu, according to you, odu limias at least admit hecha delo amad bedin v'fi katava knasa katava umode b'knas pater. Right, at least admit in this case that there wasn't a mother sadin, and there was a tfiya and a kfira, so then he should be pater, because Modeh b'knas is pater, and he admitted to one of the payments here is the knas. V'rabbanan sabri, the Rabbanan would say back, no, ki katava, boshesu b'gam katava. There are three payments that are going on here at least. Boshes, Pagam, and Knas. That's what's being discussed. So Rabbi Shimon says, well, at least admit to me that you're going to be Potter because of Modeb Knas Potter. And the Rabbanan say, no, when he's being Toveya, the Boshes, Pagam is also being Toveya. And that is the focus. And that is why we're not going to say Modeb Knas Potter. You're going to be Chayev, the Karban, for swearing. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas here? They're both right. There's a Knas, and there's Boshes, and there's Pagam. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So the Gemara says, but my Kemiflegi, Amar of Papa, the following, what is the Iker claim that they're focusing on? Rabbi Shimon Savar, Lo Shavik Inish Midi Dekayetz, Betava Midi De Lokayetz. Rabbi Shimon says that one, the Toveya, wouldn't leave over something that is definite, something that is Kayetz, something that is fixed, and be Toveya, something that's not fixed. He'd rather take this Bitoveya, the Knas, because then he knows exactly what he's going to get. It's much clearer, and that's why Rabbi Shimon says, just like that's the Tviya, the Kfira always parallels the Tviya. So therefore, the Kfira and the Shavua is about the Knas, and that's why you're going to be Potter. V'rabbanan Tzavri, no. Lo Shavik Inish Midi Dechi Modi Bei Lo Miftar V'tava Midi Dechi Modi Bei Miftar. A person is not going to try to claim something. Remember, he doesn't have Edim. If he has Edim here, so then it's finished. The guy has to pay. The guy can't deny it. So if he wouldn't claim something that the guy could turn around and say, okay, I'll be Modeh about it, and then be Toveya something, he'd rather be Toveya something that the person wouldn't be able to get out of, and that is why the Boshes and the Begam is Mamon, and that's what the focus of the Tviya would be. That is a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanim. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer, Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer discusses this halacha. What do you go by in terms of defining the kfira? The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Sadivav in Hilchas Ksuba. Some of the Mefarshim wonder why Hilchas Ksubas is in Evan Ezer. It's more dini mominus choshen mishpat type of halachos than Evan Ezer, but it's a ksuba. It's in the ksubas is in Seder Nashim. So that's why the tour and the Shulchan Aruch following him also put in here. So in Simen Sadivav, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siftes Vav. He omeres besula nisatani. Remember the machlokas we had in the back of the second parak. I was a besula when I got married. V'ksubasi masayim v'habalo hayorshim omrim loki ela almana. Vaksuba nevda, obamakam shekosin kosvit. So it's machlokas, whether it's 200 or 100. If there are edim, that they, like the first mission, the second parak, that she went out behenuma of vichulu, then she'll get 200. And if not, vim ein edim, lotito alamana, vahabal tsarech lishava. And the husband has to swear, why? Modeh b'miksas. He has to swear. V'yesh misha omer. Yesh misha omer shvua daraisa, v'yesh misha kasav shvua heses. Machlokes rishonim, both days quoted in Shulchan Aruch, what type of shvua does the husband have to swear in this case? Where the toveya is toveya, let's say the woman is toveya, ksuba of 200, and the husband admits, no, I only owe you a ksuba of 100. Who are these two different deyas? So says the Avni Miluim, says the Ksos, here in his commentary on Evan Ezer, he says, this is really Machlokas Rambam Raivit. We mentioned this Machlokas a couple of weeks ago. Machlokas Rambam Raivit, whether this is a Shvua Daraisa, Modeh B'Miksas or not. The Rambam says it is. The Raivit says no. Why? The Raivit says, because this is a kfira, we'll see what this has to do with us in a minute. The Raivit says that Shvua Satora Inkan, Shere Kfiras Shibud Karka Usu. Because this is a kfira of karka. We know that there are, Mishnah says in Shavuos, there are a number of items that are excluded from laws of Shavuos. Karka, avadim, shtaros, a couple of items. So this is karka. Meaning, what is the ikker lien of the ksuba on all the land? The nuchasim sheyesh lemachrayis of the husbands. Therefore, when he is modem mixas, laws of shvua daraisa don't apply in this case. The Rambam knows that too. So what is the Rambam holding? So says the Magen Mishnah. The Rambam is based on the Gaonim. What Gaonim? There is a Takanas HaGaonim. Goes with, we'll have it later on. Tosus quotes it later on here in Ksubas. Takanas HaGaonim, that even though originally Ksubas is Nigve Mikarka, but she could also, Lomaisa today, collect from Metaltalin. Shetigve Ksuba min ha-metaltalin. So says the Magen Mishnah. That's what the Rambam says what he says. Because defining whether it's a kfira of karka or a kfira of metaltalin goes by lamaisa. What's collectible? And here, even though in theory, ksuba was, if it was din daraisa, din darabana, but either way, it's connected to karka at theoretically, but since Lamaisa, she's going to be able to collect Metaltalin, Chazra Ksuba She'ena Kfira Shiva Karka Bilvan. It's not only about Karka, and therefore she can collect. Says the Avni Miluim, V'nire, explaining now the Magen Mishnah, says Niralinias Daiti, Tekiva, Tehadim Metaltalin, Diyasvi, L'Bachol, L'Mishtadim, I'm sure the Ikers, let me just find it, M.K. Kikatava Le Daita, Ela Karkos. Why does the Rambam say what he says? Because when a person is Toveya, you can define it by what his focus is. Like, Ksubis Mem Gimel Amen Aleph, V'Rabbanan Savri, Ki Katava, Boshes of Agam Katava. And the Gemara goes through, but my Kamiflagi, right, what do you mean? There's Kras here and there's Boshes of Agam here. So what's the Mekudas of Machlokas? The Gemara says, you go by what the Kavana is of the Toveya. So here, the woman, in every Ksubim nowadays, says the Avni Miluim, is focusing on Metaltalin. She's not going to get a piece of land when she collects the Ksuba. She's going to get money. She's going to get movable items. So you see from our Gemara, the Tviya defines the case. And that is why you would say, what, you're chayva asham gazelos, you're not chayva asham gazelos. The abagav deish betviyaso, knas ubosh es upagam, azlin and basar ikka tviyaso. Imke nachanami, bohodoshi bekarka, abagav deisme nami metaltalin, ikka tviyaso, my desamakle. And he goes back and forth that this Gemara tells us that the tviya itself can define what exactly is the case. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ba'emine Rabbi Avina Me'er Sheshes. Avina asks from Rav Sheshes, Bas Hanizonis Min Ha'achin. Once we're talking about the sugyas of what does the father have rights to, so now we're going to expand a little bit. Bas Hanizonis Min Ha'achin Ma'isi Yadei Alami. A daughter that gets Mizonos from the brothers, meaning the father died. And we know one of the Tna'i Ksuba, one of the laws written in the Ksuba, is that the daughters will get Mizonos until they get married, after the father dies. They're going to get Mizonos, even though the brothers get Yerusha, the daughters are going to get Mizonos. Right? This is a major topic discussed later on in this parak and in the next parak. All the Tna'i Ksuba, the Mishnayos, go through every Tna'i Ksuba. What is the responsibility of the father, and what are his privileges? Right, that is the what's written in the Ksuba. Right, Rashi quotes it right here. Quotes the Mishnah later on in Daf and Beis. Banin Nukvon, the Yevin Lechiminoi. The daughters that you have from me, Inun Yehin Yasvin Bevesi, they'll sit in my house, Umitzanim Inachasai Adetilkachon Leguvrin. Right, they'll get Mizonos until they get taken by men. So they get married, that's a Tanai Ksuba. So we know when the father's alive, so he supports the daughters, but their Maisa Yadayim, their earnings go to him. It's tit for tat. Many of the Tanai Ksuba, we'll see, are responsibilities that he has, but in Bemkom that, he gets privileges. So what about this case? Bas Hanizonis Min Ha'achim, the daughter gets Mizonos from the pot. Maisi Yadeha Lami, does her earnings go to them? When the father was alive, the father gives her Mizonos and her earnings go to the father. But what about now that the brothers are supporting her? So do her earnings also go to the brothers? So the question is, B'makam Av Kaimi, are they really a stand-in for the father? Ma hasa masi yadeha la'av, hachanami masi yadeha la'achin. Just like there, the maisi yadayim go to the father when the father's alive, so too the here, the maisi yadayim go to the brothers. The brothers are a stand-in. To use a lashon we mentioned a couple of days ago, maybe bra kara davuha, right? The children go in the foot, in the feet, go in the shoes of the father, not just midin yerusha, but midin bra kara davuha. O dilma or no, lo dami la'av. No, you don't say that. Hatsa midi de mitzana. Over there, when the father's alive, the father is mamish, supporting from his own estate. And therefore, the earnings go to him. Hacha lo midi tu mitzana. Here, the brothers aren't giving. It was the father's. And they never had rights to it. It's basically the mizonos that are going to the daughters, to their sisters, where it's never earmarked for them. And therefore, you can't say that they're really a stand-in. Tosva says that this is really a suffing on a drabana level. Tosas Yimaschal Bas. Mi Daraisa Pshita Le Dahavi La'atzma. On a Daraisa level, for sure, she should keep her earnings. And the question is, Mi Darabanan? Because Chazal connected the Mizonos to the Maisi Adayim, so do we say that Chazal made her get it? Or the Pnei Yeshua has a little different lashon. He says, well, what's the umdina of the father? Meaning when the father wrote the Ksuba, did he have in mind that not only should he get the Maisi Adayim while he is alive, but even afterwards it should go to his sons? Right, that's the question. It's the umdana of the Ksuba. So that's the question of the Gemara that Rabbi Avina asked Rav Sheshes. Omar le Tanitua. So Rav Sheshes, as we learned it in a Mishnah later on in our Masechta, Almana Nizonis Minichse Yisomim Umaisi Yadeha Shalahen. The widow, forget the daughters for a moment, his wife gets mizonos, and the Maisi Adayim go to them. So isn't it the same thing? Just like the Maisi Adayim would go from the widow, so the Maisi Adayim should go from the daughters. So shouldn't it be the same thing, says the Gemara? No. Mi dummy. Who says it is the same thing? Almanaso lo nichale baharvacha. His almana, his widow, he wants his widow to be supported, but she doesn't need more. She doesn't need more than she needs. He wants to take care of his wife, but she doesn't need any more. Bito nichale baharvacha. But his daughters? He wants his daughters to even have more. So therefore, it could be that the Maisi Adayim would go to the brothers from the wife, but not from the, not from the daughter. Stop there for a moment. The, Gemara here that talks about B'makam Av Kaimi, again we mentioned, Brakara Davua, the Chashuk Yechemen, we'll have two today I think, discusses how, to what extent do you say B'makam Av Kaimi. Here's the following case. Yaakov, person, was decided to give a big schum of money to a yeshiva. And he decided, and he talked to his family about it, I'm going to give a certain amount to a yeshiva, to a shul, to a certain stucca. And he even started to prepare, you know, exactly what he's going to do, and where he's going to get the finances from. And all of a sudden, Rechman al-Sun, he died. He died. And the sons now ask, do we have to, halachically, the father had decided to give stucca to a certain institution, we'll give the stucca, but we have other institutions that we have in mind. I'm not sure if that one, we're not sure if Abba knew exactly, you know, we'll split it up, we'll give them some, and we'll give others some. So how much do they have to follow exactly what their father's decision was? Again, in terms of minhagim, a separate question, to follow the one's minhag. But this is a decision he made. Or, since they're going to give other stuccos, so it's lav dafka, you have to finish exactly what the father gave. So he quotes our Gemara, B'makam av kaimi, how far do you go? But he says, maybe it's based on a halacha in next week's parsha. And in a Rambam, we know the halacha is that a Kohen Gadol has to bring a carbon every single day. Every single day, the minchas chavitin. He has to bring half in the morning and half in the afternoon. That's a special carbon. It's basically a minchas chinuch every day. The minchas, a minchas chinuch, every Kohen, the first day that a Kohen serves in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to bring a minchas chinuch, the actual carbon, not the sefer. Right? He has to bring a minchas chinuch, because it's mechanechim into the avodah. Kohen Gadol has to bring it every single day. The Bali Musar say, because he has to feel every day. Every day is opening day. Every day is new. He's representing Klal Yisrael, and you have to be excited every single day. The Kohen Gadol. What happens, the Mishnayos and Menachos ask, what happens if the Kohen Gadol brings it half in the morning and half in the afternoon? It's counted as one mitzvah. Counted as one mitzvah. Unlike the carbon tamids, which the Rambam counts the Rambam counts as one, but the Ramban counts as two. And the, two ktores, and two kriyashmas. That's machlokas Rambam Ramban. When it comes to this, carbon though, minchas chavitin is one. What happens if the Kohen Gadol dies in the afternoon? Before he gets to bring the second half. What's the halacha? Who brings the afternoon minchas chavitin? So the Rambam says, based on the Mishnayos, Meis Kohen Gadol b'shachris achar shekriv chatzi ha'isaron v'lo minu Kohen acher. If they appoint another Kohen Gadol, so what does the Mishnayos say? What's the halacha? He has to take a whole isaron, split it, and take care of it and bring his own. But what if, you know, it's not so easy to get together and appoint another Kohen Gadol on the same day? So what if they didn't get to? So who brings it? Who brings it? So v'lo minu Kohen acher mivien hayorshim isaron shalem va'osin osa chavitin. The yorshim of the previous Kohen Gadol go and finish the job. They finish the mitzvah. V'shleim ha'isa kreva. The Yesa, and then he quotes, there are other Gersos in the Rambam that say, Mevi'en ha'yorshin yisaron shalem avur kaparaso. They had those two words. Vosin oso chavitin. What's avur kaparaso? Explains the Chashuk Echemed. Hine kasev rabbeinu de mevi'en avur kaparaso shalavim ha'meis. What do you mean? Ein kapar lo meisim. V'nira dehizbir Rabbeinu lama ramya haTorah chova al banav. Why do the children have to do it? Kivan she'enam bamis bialim mashal hakorban. They're not the bialim. It was their father. Their father's dead. You can't bring a kapara. You can't bring a carbon chatos after the person dies. Olazeh pirish. That's what it means, that they can still finish the job that the father did. So that's why he's noted to say in the Sukkah case that also here, they should really, if the father had decided to do a specific mitzvah, they should try to fulfill that mitzvah as well. Anyway, so back to our discussion. The Gemara asked, so do the daughters have to give their maisi a dime to the brothers? So the Gemara says, maybe not. Fine by the widow, yes. But by the brothers, by the daughters, no. Says the Gemara, is that really true? Lameimra, debito adifale me almanaso? Does a person worry more about his daughters than about his wife after he dies? Because here we see, his daughters he wants to have extra, harvacha. But the wife, no. So he worries more about his daughters, but we have the opposite. V'yam Rabbi Abba, Am Rabbi Yossi, Asu almana etzal habas, kibas etzal achin b'nachasin muatin. What if the father dies, a man dies, and he left, didn't leave so much property? Nachasin muatin. There's not enough to go around. So, if there are sons and daughters, so then the daughters get the mizonos, and the sons are the ones that have to go out and beg for tzedakah. What is that? That's sons versus daughters. So the daughters win over the sons. But what if there are daughters and a wife? So the source says there that the daughters are the ones that have to go beg, and the almana is the one that stays home and eats from the mizonos. So what do you see from there? That a husband, the patriarch, is more worried about the wife. The wife is the one that stays home and gets the mizonos, and the daughters are the one that have to go out and beg. But what do you mean? I thought we just said that he's more worried about his daughters, and the daughters he wants to have arvacha, and not the wife. Ma habas eitzal ha'achin. Habas yizonis v'achin yishol ha'psachin. Just like if there are sons and daughters. The daughters are the ones that get mizonos, and the sons are the ones that have to go beg. Af almana eitzal habas. Almana yizonis v'habas tishol ha'psachin. So too an almana eitzal habas. If there's only a wife and daughters, the almana is the one that gets mizonos, and the daughter has to go out. Question mark. So which does he care about more financially? Answer, it depends. La'inyin zilusa almanaso adifale. Regarding the zilzil, the embarrassment per se, then he's more worried about his wife. It's his ex-wife, right? It's his widow. So he's worried. So that's why, in terms of like having to go and beg, so he's more nervous about his wife. So his wife stays home and the daughters have to go and beg. La'inyin harvacha bito adifale. But regarding who should have more money in the bank, so that might be he's more nervous about his kids, about his daughters, and therefore two different halachic contexts. 2 points. Number one, a person is much more nervous about the embarrassment of his wife. Why? Because it's v'hayu l'basar echad. Right? They are one unit, the husband and the wife. And therefore, the embarrassment of a wife is like the embarrassment of a husband. We have many halachas of ishto kugufo and baal ki'ishto. Right? Not just in terms of edus, where is the source of those concepts in the Gemara. But you have it elsewhere. But really, it's v'hayu l'basar echad. They are one unit. Like the Ramban, like we like to quote in Parshas Brachos on the pasuk of v'hayu l'basar echad. What does that mean? They're one unit. So Rashi quotes, it means the child. V'hayu l'basar echad. Al ken yazav ish es aviv es imo. He leaves his parents. So Rashi quotes, what does it mean? Basar echad, the child is a crystallization and a concretization of the flesh of the father and the mother. But the Rabban says, that's true, but that applies to animals also. So that can't be what the pasuk's referring to. So the Rabban says it means the relationship. Basar echad. V'anachon ba'enai, ki ha'behema v'achaya ein lahem dveikus b'nekev osehen. Animals don't have dveikus, which means relationship with their mates. Avol yavo hazachar al ezen akevas sheyimsa v'yelchu lahem. Umibnezeh amar akasuf. Ba'avur shenakevas ha'adam haisa etzem me'atzama v'ubasar mi'psaro v'davak bov haisa b'cheiko kimsaro v'yachvot z'bal liosa tamadimbo. They want to be together, separate from the physical, like the animals have. And that's why v'roim es nishosehen ki'ilu heini mam l'basar echad. That's what it means. That's what our Gemara is based on. Our Gemara is based on, that's why, a husband, for the wife, the zilzul of the wife, that's much more serious than anybody else. And that's why the Gemara says that comes first. Right? We mentioned this once before in the Masechta. Back on Daf Ches, we mentioned the Marsha. Right? When we spoke about the Agadata, that did Hashem create Adam and Chava as one or as two? So what did the Gemara say? He wanted to create us as two, but he ended up creating us as one. But then the Marsha says, but what'd he do? And then he split us, and then he put us back together when we get married. So it's yes, no, yes, no. So what is going on here? So explains the Marsha in a word, but the other later Achronim expand on it. Well, that's the point. Really, the goal of a marriage is to have a unit, is to have a unit. Husbands and wife coming together. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to create us as, ultimately create us as one. But he first wanted to create us as two so that we could come together with our own individual kochos and abilities and strands and then come together. That's what marriage is all about. But Kadosh Baruch Hu realized that if he creates us separately, then our differences would just overcome all of the magnetic force between us and people would never get married. Because the people were so different from each other. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, I have an idea. He created us together and then split us. So that whenever we come back together, it's coming back to the unit that was. And every husband and wife are really half a neshama, coming back, creating the one unit, so we're able to come back with our differences, because Hashem took the rib out and split us, but then we come back. But that's again, basar echad, that's the goal, and that is the unit. Okay. There's another crucial point, but you know what? Let's do a little more Gemara, and then we'll come back to the this concept of the widow and the girls and the boys. Who's going to get the Yerusha? So let's do a little more first. Masiv Rav Yosef. Why was this brought in here? This whole question because of the following. The last line of our Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek, said that the Maisi Adayim, or the first, the top line of Mem Beis Min Aleph, the Maisi Adayim and the Mitzia of a daughter, even though she didn't collect them, if the father died, it's going to go back to the father, right? Meaning his Yarshim, the brothers. So Maisi Adehu Mitzia Sa Afal Pishal Gavsa Meisa Av Harehi Shalachin. So Taima De Bechayi Ha'av. What do we Medayik? What did the Mishnah say? Her earnings that she earned while the father was alive goes to the father and to his father, the father's yarship. So time up the Bechaya Av. So her medayik. Why does it go to the father and his sons? Because she earned it while the father was alive. But if her earnings after her father died, the diyik is la'atzma, she would keep herself. So my lav binizonis. Isn't our Mishnah talking about a case where the boys are feeding her, giving her mizonos, and therefore this is a riot to our question. Even though she gets mizonos, her maisi adayim do not go to the brothers. They stay with her. So Mar says, lo, b'sheina nizonis. No, maybe it's talking about a case where she does not get mizonos. She does not get mizonos. Says the Gemara, what? She does not get mizonos? Then what's the case that she's not going to get her maisi adayim? Ibish ain't any zonis, my lamemra. Then what's the chiddush then? If she's not getting mizonis, of course she keeps her earnings. Afilo lamanda amar yachol harav lomar laevet azei mi v'eini zancha. Even according to the opinion of the sugya elsewhere, that a master could say to his evet kenani, I get your earnings, but you have to go and find your own mizonos. Hanimili be'evet kenani deloksiv be'imach. That's only by an evet kenani that he could say that tanai. Aval evet ivri deloksiv be'imach lo, but an evet ivri he can't. And kol shekein bito. Surely to a daughter, a father can't say, I'll take your earnings and you go find your own mizonos. He can't say that. That can't be the case of the Mishnah. That it's talking about a case where it's not mizonos, so it has to be with mizonos. And if it's with mizonos, then we're back to the raya that she would get it, not the brothers. So Amar Abba Bar Ula, no, lo nitzrcha ela la ha'adafa. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about the extra, the ha'adafa, meaning really we're talking about a case of eina nizonis, and therefore there's no diyak from there's no raya from the Mishnah. Ain't any zonis? Of course she's not going to get. Of course she could keep her own mizonos. She could keep her mizonos, but what about the? She could keep her maisi adayim, but what about the maisi adayim above and beyond what she needs? That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. Of course she's going to keep her basic maisi adayim. Because talking about a case where she's not getting mizonos, and therefore it's not a riot to our question. But the chiddush of the Mishnah is the ha'adafa. That the ha'adafa, the extra beyond, when the father was alive, it will go to the father. But after the father dies, she gets to keep the ha'adafa also. Says the Gemara Amar Rava, Gavra Rava Kerev Yosef, lo yada d'ika ha'adafa v'kamosef tziyufta. I don't understand, says Rava. Isn't it obvious that the Gemara could be talking about that? So why did Rav Yosef think this was such a raya? Or So mafurish in the Mishnah that this could be proof to our question. Of course, it could be about Hadafa and Einon Izonis. So, you know, why did he think that was a raya? So the Gemara says, right, meaning he wasn't like insulting Rav Yosef. He was saying Rav Yosef is such a great man, he wouldn't have thought our Mishnah is a raya unless it was foolproof. And the fact that the Gemara has this other suggestion, I don't understand why Rav Yosef didn't think of that. So the Gemara explains, Ella Amar Rava Rav Yosef Masis and Gufa Kashile. No, this is why Rav Yosef thought it was such a raya, as follows. Diktani, Maisi Adeha Umitsi Asa, Afa Pishalo Gavsa. What did the Mishnah say? Her earnings and her mitzios. What does that mean? Her mitzios? That she, before the father, that she didn't get yet, but the father died? You didn't find anything yet. Mitziasa miman gavya. What are we talking about? What kind of mitzia is meant that occurred before the father died? Elalav hachik amar. Maisiyadeha kimitziasa. It must be the Mishnah is just telling us basically a hekesh, comparing the maisiyadayim to mitzios that she has found. Ma mitzi. And this was the raya, the potential raya that Rav Yosef meant to bring from our Mishnah. Ma mitziasa b'chayi ha'av la'av la'achar mitzizav la'atzma. Just like mitzia, anything she finds while the father's alive goes to the father. Rashi quotes the Gemara later on, Mishum Eva, and La'achar Misas Ha'av, she gets to keep. Av Masiya De'anami B'chaya Av La'av, La'achar Misas Ha'av, La'atzma, Shmamina. So that was Rav Yosef's Raya from our Mishnah. It was the comparison, because Mitzia doesn't make sense as is, so it's really there just to compare it to Masiya Dayim, and to teach us that she gets to keep it. Even if she's going to get Mizonos afterwards, she's going to get to keep it. Period. 2 points. Number one is the Rishash. The Rishash here on this last line says, the Gemara is bothered. What's the case of Mitzia? Says the Gemara, Lechora, says the Rishash, Halo Yitachein, Shehaya Acher Machzikba, Ba'omro Shehu Matza. What happens if while the father's alive, there's a machlokes? She and another person found something on the floor. And they're both arguing whose it is. And then the father dies. And then Bezdin rules that it's hers. So isn't that a case that the Mishnah can be talking about? It's Mitzia, that the case started while the father was alive, and that's what it's referring to, that once Bezdin decides, so then Memela is going to go to the father. So says the Rishash, it's somewhat obvious, but it has to be said. Says the Rishash, no. In that type of case, let's say, you know, on the first day of Nisan, they find it, and then on the 10th day of Nisan, that's when Bezdin paskins, she wins. So is Bezdin giving it to her on that day? No. So there's just Bezdin is being mevarer that really it was hers the whole time. Bezdin's not, you know, being machria, we're not sure, but we'll give it to you. No, Bezdin goes, figures out whose really it is, so they're saying really it was yours all the time. So that can't be a case where there was something that wasn't hers yet. No, this is megala that it was always hers. And of course that goes to the father. That's an important yesod, just in terms of Bezdin. When Bezdin figures out a halacha, who something belongs to, Bezdin is saying, this was always yours. Yesh lomar, kivan shebirura, she matzasa, tahayno aidei hagba, o bishar darki akiniya, inken kfar ba'aliyada mechayi aviya. It was ready as hers originally. And therefore, it's not taken from now. It's like, it was never the other person's. And therefore, that can't be a case. It reminds me a little bit of the Gemara said at the beginning of Sanhedrin. The Gemara has a couple, I think on Daf Zayin or so, has a whole Amud Aleph of folk sayings that people say. And then the Gemara says, yeah, and it's really based on Psukim. So one of the things people say is, when you leave Bezdin, everybody should be singing. What do you mean everybody should be singing? Even the person that lost should be singing. Why? Because Bezdin, why should he be happy? He's upset that he lost, but he had something that was not his. And Bezdin took it and gave it to the rightful owner. So he should be singing now, because he has something that wasn't his. Meaning, it was never his. It was never his. Like the Gemara here says, it wasn't, the woman always owned it, after Bezdin Paskins, in a certain case. So that's why the Mishnah and the Gemara didn't have that suggestion. Period. The other important point to talk about, I'll just mention it now, but it's going to come up later in the Perek, so I'll just allude to it now, and that is, we had a couple of lines ago, or twice, that sometimes the Rabbanan will uproot the laws of Yerusha for the greater good. Right? They have the power. Yesh koch b'yad chachamim. So, for example, if there's only nechasim mu'atim, so who gets it? The daughters get it. And the sons have to go beg. Have to go collect staka. What do you mean? Yerusha. If there's midaraisa, the sons get. Okay, lamaisa, There are ways to give the daughters property also in terms of a shtar chatzi zachar. But on a daraisa level, only the sons get, not the daughters. So what the chacham came along and said, but the daughters could get and the sons have to go and get their own, figure it out themselves. The rabbanim have the power to knock out Yerusha. Or, let's say, daughters and wife. The daughters are supposed to get the Yerusha, right? But Oslavchad, they're supposed to get the Yerusha. And what happens? The almana gets. And they have to go out. But the rabbanim have the power, as we know, to knock out a mitzvah, to knock out the shofar, to knock out lulav on Shabbos, to knock out the laws of Yerusha here. We will see, though, that there is a nafgamina. There's going to be a nafgamina whether, when the rabbanim make a law, if they're doing it at the expense of a mitzvah d'oraisa, or they're just making a law that doesn't impinge or step on the toes of any mitzvah d'oraisa. We will have to see. There's going to be a difference between them. We'll have to get to a couple of days from now. We'll talk about tnai ksuba. There's a tnai ksuba called ksubas ban in dichrin. And there's a machlokas whether that applies bizman hazeh or not. And it was a din d'rabanan, and the Rosh has two deus. The Rosh says it's a din d'rabanan. The rabbanan never uprooted it. So why would it disappear? And the svara given, why it might disappear, is that any din d'rabanan that knocks out a din d'oraisa, there's a built-in clause that if the reason doesn't apply anymore, then memela, the din falls away also. Usually we say, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, the din applies. But we will see that's not always the case, because there are some dinim that once the reason doesn't apply anymore, the din doesn't apply either. And that could be, explain some of the achronim, based on the fact that if it's going up against, if it's stepping on the toes of a din d'oraisa, then we have the right to get rid of the din d'rabanan right when the reason does not apply anymore. So we'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem, later on in the parak. Okay, but now let's continue. Says the Gemara Itzmar Nami, about 8 lines up. Amar Rav Yudama Rav, Basa Nizonis Ben Ha'achin, Ma'asi Yadela Atzma. Rav says, a daughter, that's Nizonis from the Achin, her Ma'asi Yadayim, are to her, like Rav Shimon, like Rav Yosef, proof from our Mishnah. Amar Rav Kana, my time of, we have a pasuk. Dechsiv, is nachatem, o sam levnechem acharechem. You shall be manchil, you shall give them to your sons after, o sam levnechem, velo benosechem levnechem. They, meaning the avadim, you give to your sons, but you don't give your daughters, or the rights of your daughter to your son. Magid, shein ademorish, zchuz bito lebeno. So it's a din d'oraisa. A person is not morish the schuyos that he has in his daughter, the financial schuyos, to the sons. Maskif la rabba, what do you mean? The ema, maybe the pasuk should be limited. Maybe the pasuk is only referring to certain schuyos that the father has to the daughter. And there's no answer to this question. We're going to say maybe. So what's it going to say? That it's not a foolproof riot that the pasuk is talking about that. The ema bepitui habas v'knasos v'chavalos akasim medaber. Maybe he's talking about these types of items. V'cheintana Rabbi Chanina bepitui habas v'knasos v'chavalos akasim medaber. Maybe only those. Why? What are those specifically? Chavalos tsara degufa. I'm sorry. What is specifically those? Rashi says those are, third to last line of Rashi, midi deshchiach v'chasri b'mamona. Right? So when it comes to the knasos, maybe only those are not yarshin. But items like maisi yadayim, which are very common, which the children, the sons are going to lose, maybe those he does yarshin. That's the limit. Because by knasos, they're not really losing anything if they don't get it. Rabbeinu Kreskes here says, Mabedev is a difference, maybe only items that are connected to herself, her guf. That's what he doesn't yarshin. But Maisi Adayim, her earnings are something outside of her, not connected to an act that occurred to her. So maybe there he would yarshin. Rashi, Rabbeinu Kreskes, two different pshatim, why it would be limited. Says the Gemara, Chavalos, Tzara Degufaninu. Chavalos? That's her guf. The father doesn't even get those. What does the Gemara mean to say chavalos? That's what he would not yarshin to the sons. The father doesn't even get it. Amar Yosi Berechanina. Shepatza bifaneh. I know there is a type of chavala which would affect the father. If it's a facial injury, so then it would be harder. That affects the father because in terms of the yeshlo mecher power of the father, so there are cases that the chavalas would connect to him either. Period. Okay, the Gemara does not answer the question. The Gemara just says, oh, maybe it's not a foolproof raya from the pasuk, and we're bothered by the chavala line, but the other ones were not answered. So the Gemara says, okay, maybe it's not such a raya. Amar of Zera, Amar of Masa Marav, Yamri La, Amar Rebbe Zera, Amar Masa Marav. What are the two versions? Rebbe Zera and Rav Zera. Right? Who said this? So, is that the same person? Tosfos in Menachas on Daf Mem says there were two people, Rav Zeira and Rebbe Zeira. Two different people. But others say, we're going to have later on, all the end of Ksubis, Rebbe Zeira made Aliyah, in the middle of his life. So it could be it's the same person. Before, when he was in Bavel, he was Rav Zeira. And when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he was Rebbe Zeira. So that's why. Either he said this in Bavel, before he got Smicha, or he said that the other he got Smicha. Okay, the problem is that Gemara Menachas Daf Mem sounds like it's two different people. Okay, but either way. So it says the Gemara, Basa Nizonis Menachin Ma'asi Yadeh La'atzma. We said Basta gets Nizonis from the brother, she keeps her Ma'asi Yadayim. Dichsev, and we quote the Pasuk, even though we just said it's not such a foolproof. V'sachaltam osam levnechem achreichem osam levnechem v'lo b'nosechem levnechem. Magid, shein ha'damor, so let's be told b'no. Fine. Amar le'avimi bar papi, shekod amra. Shekod said that. Who's shekod? Shekod manu. Who is shekod? Shmuel. Shmuel, harav amra. Meaning, what do you see? We said Shmuel said, did Shmuel say it or did Rav say it? So Ema, right, because we just quoted this from Rav. So Ema Ashkod Amra. Meaning he meant to say Shmuel also. Shkod was the nickname of Shmuel. Even he said this. Period. Just finish and I'll make a comment. Amar Marbar Amemar Rav Ashi, Hachi Amrinar Doi, Hilchza Kavasi de Rav Sheshes. The Halach is like Rav Sheshes. That said before, Ma'asi Yadah goes to the brothers. Rav Ashi Amar Hilchza Kavasi de Rav, Hilchza Kavasi de Rav. So we paskin that she keeps the Ma'asi Yadayim. So Shmuel was shkod. Shmuel was the shakdan. Shakdan means diligence, the diligent one. There is a shaila here that Chashuk Echemet of the day. Chashuk Echemet, sheila. Ma'isa b'yeshiva. There was a story. Shahayisham tzarech ba'adam. They needed somebody in the yeshiva to be the hatsala guy. There was no hatsala guy in the yeshiva. They needed somebody who could learn first aid, who could learn basic, you know, medical knowledge. They didn't want to bring somebody from the chut. They wanted somebody from within to, because they wanted to keep the avira. And there was one bachur that was a great masmid. He was amazing, and his whole family was doctors. His father, his brothers, his whole family was before us. They thought maybe he has it in the genes. It's in the DNA. It's in the DNA to be the doctor. Okay, and their shaila was. Haim lahato love it's a tafkid shahareyu chesed gadol v'tzorche rabim oshem yish lachsho shadavar yipaga b'maylos habacher l'chein lo yasakei. Do they have to? Could they ask this guy, or should they bring somebody from the outside? So he goes through the issue of serious talmidei chachamim being doctors, and he quotes our Gemara Shmuel. Shmuel was a doctor. You know, Shmuel was one of the big. That's why he's not right. He's busy taking care of people, so he doesn't get smicha. Shmuel, is that Rav Shmuel? Hey Shmuel, but he was called Shkod. He was the Shakdan. He was the Masmid. So he goes into the discussion of this, and he says, "Better Lamaisa, don't be mevatalim, get somebody else." And he quotes Ramosha in Yoredei Chelek Dalin. It's a long tshuva there. It's one of the posthumous tshuvas where he discusses. He's not interesting. He's not such a fan of people leaving the yeshiva to go to medical school, go to other professional schools if somebody was ready to go make a parnasa. But Rav Moshe is not, at least in that tshuva, not so supportive. But in general, that's what Rav Zilberstein discusses. This Gemara could point to the fact that Shmuel was both a doctor and a Talmud Chacham. Rav Moshe in that tshuva discusses whether we can compare ourselves. Right? All the Rishonim. The Rambam, the Ramban, and the Svarno, many were doctors. So could we say, oh, they were doctors, or, oh, they could do both. They were Tarasum Naso, even with being doctors. Okay, not for now, but, either way, that's, the Sugya related to the Mishnah Kiddushin, that a father has to teach a son an umnas, has to teach a son a trade. Again, that's, they have to balance the, Chiyuvim of Talmud Torah and the Chiyuvim of supporting a family. Okay, says the Mishnah. Amari says Bita Vigirsha. Irsav and his Armala. Amen is Ma'aris' daughter. Right, accepts Kiddushin on behalf of his daughter, and then she gets divorced. So after Erison, as we know, she is still in the Rishus of the father. Bagrus and Yisuin break the connection. Erison does not. So Marzis is Beitova Girsha, Erisa Vinis Armala, Ksubasa Shalom. So he gets the Ksuba payments. He gets the Ksuba payments from the daughter. What Ksuba? There was no Nisuin yet. So Rashi says, maybe this is according to the Manda Amar, we're going to have later on Machlokas, you write a ksuba from Shas Erison. Or the Meiri says, maybe it's just a Kohen Manda case where he wrote the ksuba from them. Kishakasav lo ksuba. That is the case, even though you didn't have to when he wrote the ksuba. Interesting, the Nesivis talks about in Simon Reish Ayin, what about gifts that she gets? Do the gifts that she gets go to her father? or not. So the Nesiva says in Reish Ayin, she gets to keep her own gifts. Because somebody gave her a gift, so it goes to her. They want to give her the gift. So ask the Achronim, but one second. Here, the Meiri suggestion to our Mishnah. What's the case? It's a case he didn't have to write the Ksuba, but he writes the Ksuba to her Mishas Erison. And what does our Mishnah say? It goes to the father. But isn't that a Matana? Because he didn't have to write it. He didn't have to write it now. So he decided to write a Ksuba. It's like a gift. And we paskin, the Nesiva says, any Matana that she gets goes to her. So why does our Mishnah say, according to the Meiri, he happened to write the Ksuba, it goes to the father? Answer, you have to say that even if there's no chiv to write a ksuba mishas erisid, if he chooses to write it, it's not a matana ba'alma. It still achieves the status of ksuba, even though there was no chiv to write the ksuba, but it still achieves the status. It's not stama matana. So that's why the Mishnah says, if a person is ma'aris, again, he gets the ksuba. He siya the girsha, he siya v'nisar malabot, if nisuin, if Nisuan took place, Ksubas HaShalah. Then she's out of the Rishus of the father, and therefore she gets her own Ksuba payment. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda has a Chiddush. Harishona Shel Av. The first one goes to the father. Meaning what she have? Nisuan Gerishin, Nisuan Amana. Why? Pashtus, the Gemara is going to say, because when it was written, she was still in the Rishus of the father. You write the Ksuba before the Nisuan. So because when it was written, she was still in the rishus of the father. That's why the father's still going to get it. Amru lo, and they say to him, no, mishi siya ein lavia rishus ba. That is not true. Once the suin takes place, you go by when it's paid, not by when it's written. Period. Taima, Gemara says taima, the siya vagirsha, the siya v'nisar mala. The reason that this is true, that she gets those ksuba payments, is that he was had nisuin, and then two different events took place. First, she was divorced, and then her husband died. Avol nisar malatre zimni, sulo chazilin suve. The Mishnah specifically gives a case of one gerish and one almana. But if it was a case of almana twice, the Mishnah wouldn't want to give that kind of case. Because then she can't get married anymore. Lo chazilin suve. Why? Because she's what's called a katlanis. V'agavorcha kasasim lantana karebi to amar betray zimni ave chazaka. And the Mishnah is implicitly going like Rebbe, machlokas Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, how many times is a chazaka? Two times or three times? And that is why it's implicitly saying like Rebbe that two times is a chazaka. Machlokas Rambam Rush, what if she got married? What if she got married to a third man? Would we force her to get divorced before anything happens? Right? Are we worried about this guy's health? So the Rush says, Kofin lahotzi, chamira sakanta miyisura. Right, you're worried about this guy. And therefore you would force. And the Rambam says no. The Rambam says you would not force. There was a big discussion in the post-skim. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about it would not apply in the Shulchan Aruch also in Eben Ezer. In Simon Memhei discusses this about whether these halachas apply bizman hazeh in terms of katlanis. A few places this is spoken about. Let me just read the one from Choshishin l'savlan, in this case of Nesei Simin Memhei. Let me just find it for a second. Shulchan Aruch in Memhei Yud Gimel. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, not going to read it inside now. But anyway, Lomaisa, the Shulchan Aruch says that if there's a reason that we could say that she's not the Katlanis, that something else happened, that he was in an accident, or he got sick because of something, whatever it is, then all these halachas don't apply. Right? We had in Yevamis, if they were living in Chutz La'aretz, you know, a parallel kind of case. You say that's the reason they didn't have kids. So here too, you could say there are other reasons why. And that's why, bizman hazeh, you might find a woman married, you know, even if she has been widowed twice. Right? This is generally, the minhag ha'olam is to be makel in these areas. Right? There's a big Sava Kabbalah, if you want to look at it in Vayeshev, by Yehuda, that discusses the sugya of Katlanis, right? After Erva Onan die. And then Shela, and he says, no, I'm sorry, I can't give you Shela because, you know, he's not old enough. Why didn't you just say Katlanis? And therefore, she's not going to get married again. So he discusses there why it was before Matan Torah. There are different halachas, but that is the sugya of Katlanis is important. But again, we're machmir when it comes to pikuach. We know it's a machlokas Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel. We're machmir by pikuach nefesh. So by Katlanis or by brismila, two brothers die from bris milah, so we're machmer by two, even though generally we pass on like Rav Shimon Gamliel, which is three, like by Sharmuad and by Vestos for Isha Nida. So we pass in a little of both. Pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but we also pass in like a Rebbe too. Vaita. Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rishon HaShalav. Last section for today. Rabbi Yehuda says that in the case of Nisuin, the first one goes to the father. My time to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? So, option number one. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef to Amri Travayu. They both say, Ho ilo Mishas Erison, Zachem and Av. The father was already Zoche Mishas Erison. It was written Mishas Erison. Therefore, he already has a hold on it from then. Even though it's only collected later. Masiv Rava, is that really true? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Harishona Shel Av, but the Brisa says, Umoda Rabbi Yehuda, B'ma'aris es bitok shiktana, Ubagra, if a person is ma'aris his daughter when she is a ktana, and then she becomes a bulgaris, V'yachagach neseis she'en la v'yerushuspa, that the father does not have rishus if she became a bulgaris. Amai, hachanami le'mehol mishas erisin tzocha b'na'av. Well, 1 minute, when it was written, she was a ktana. She was still in the father's rishus. So why don't we say the same thing? What's the difference between Nisuin and Bagrus? So Ela'i and Marhochi and Mar. Okay, modify. Modify our explanation of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Rabbi Yossi Dami Travayu, Hoel Ubir Shuso Nechtavin. Because it was written in his Rishus. Bir Shuso Nechtavin. And therefore, it's written right before Nisuin. And therefore, if she becomes a Bulgaris before Nisuin, it's not written in his Rishus. So Bir Shuso Nechtavin. But in the case of Arison, it was written in his Rishus. And that's why It is collected. So, well, I guess we'll stop there for today. Just to end with one other point, we've mentioned in the past, and that is interesting. The chiyuvim of ksuba, we're saying what? Every time something is written, the chiyuvim go from the shas ksiva. So it could be that a ksuba is different because a ksuba, to use Reb Chaim's language, is a chiyuv lechayev. Because with a ksuba, usually I borrow money and I owe you. So the shtar says I owe you, but here the ksuba is the husband obligates to owe in a certain circumstance in the future if something happens. Right? If he dies or if he divorces her. It's a chiyuv l'chayiv. So it's not a lamaisa chiyuv right now. It's a chiyuv to be mechayiv, similar to, let's say, a chov that's collectible in 3 months, within those 3 months. So the chiyuv is not collectible yet, but he's still mechuyuv. He's a gavra mechuyuv, but the chov isn't chayiv yet. And that's just the language of Reb Chaim. If you want to look in the Grach al Hashas, so little one in Kufcha Vav, he says, Chiv Ksuba hu begeder chov shel chov, de be'emeth nischayiv miyad im hanisuin, aval eno chiv mamon, el chiv shel chov, da chiv mamon mamish eno mechayim. So that's it's like chiv betoch hazman and others. But that's why this case might be different, that the father might have certain rights to it, even though he might not have rights to have other dini mamonis regular staros, because here the Ksuba, something does happen by the original moment, and something else happens later on. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but we'll continue with Migva on tomorrow's. Okay.